Meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. Greetings. This is Yvette Guignot, the Adobe Connect host in the room. Welcome to the SSR2 Review Team Plenary Call number 44 on September 20th, 2018 at 1400 UTC. Attending today's call, we have Zarko, Russ, Loreen, Eric, Kave, Ram Krishna, Norm, Scott, and I believe Denise just joined. We have apologies from Brenda. You did, Denise? Okay, thank you. We have apologies from Brenda, Carrie Ann, and Bovin. We currently have no observers at this time. From ICANN.org staff, we have Steve, Jennifer, Nagar, Sarah, and Yvette Guignot, myself. We'd like to remind you that today's call is being recorded, so please state your name before you speak, so that way we will have you for the transcript record. Okay, I believe that's about it for me. So, Russ, I will go ahead and turn the call back over to you.
Okay, the first couple things on the agenda are updates. I think Steve Conte is going to tell us about the DNS root KSK role, and then I assume Jennifer is going to tell us about the Barcelona update.
Russ, thank you. I just sent out an email moments before this meeting started. I sent one out earlier this week, an informal announcement that last weekend in Brussels, the board deliberated and voted to move forward with the KSK, the root zone KSK role. Sorry, Eric, abbreviating again, which will happen on the 11th of October, which is before Barcelona. They just did a formal announcement yesterday, and I apologize. I was on the road and traveling, so I wasn't able to send it out until today, but it's in the SSR2 email list. And like I said, ICANN and IANA will be rolling the DNS root KSK on the 11th of October at this point. So if there's any questions or discussion, I just want to let everyone know, and please check your email this morning about 12 minutes ago, and you'll see the formal announcement. Thank you.
Okay, we discussed this a little bit last week and felt that our job will be after the root KSK role to assess whether there was anything that should have been done differently. And if so, write a recommendation about it. Okay, Barcelona. Jennifer?
Thanks, Russ. Hi, everyone. This is Jennifer. The update that happily everybody on my team should have received their email last week from the constituency travel team. I believe it was sent on the 17th of September, with the exception of one team member who the travel team are working directly with. Please let us know if there's any issues that we need to address in terms of visa letters or anything else that's outstanding from your side in terms of team members, and we'll do what we can to expedite that. In terms of the scheduling and the rooms, so at the moment, the SSR2 face-to-face meeting on the Sunday is in a self-service room, which I explained before is the room that does not have the tech equipment. It has a Polycom phone, so people remote participation is available. However, the recording is not available, and the tech support that you might be used to is currently not available. That said, and the schedule is not yet finalized, and the meetings team are trying to find a solution, if possible, to be in a room with the complete tech support. On the Wednesday, at the moment, it's a half and half in the morning, and there's a regular, quote, room, and in the afternoon, at the moment, it's self-service. But the schedule gets finalized and published on the 1st of October, so as soon as that's available, we'll connect with you all and keep you updated on the latest room situation. With that, let me know or let us know if there's any travel support we can help with, but that's all I have for the moment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. This is Russ. Is there any one who has not received the message from constituency travel?
This is Eric. I have not received it.
Okay, Eric, thank you for letting us know. We will work with you offline and the travel team. Yep, that's it. Should check on that. Thanks for letting us know. I'm sorry about that.
Given that the whole team is not here, Jennifer, could you send a note to the list that says you should have received it by now? Please let us know if you haven't.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you. Okay, so the next thing on the agenda is to review the SSR1 recommendations and see if we can resolve what to do going forward. At least I'm hoping to get through the first couple. To that end, you received in the mail that included the agenda the table with the first five recommendations, and staff has filled in for us the what was done to implement the recommendation. And so we need to assess whether that was adequate to fully implement the recommendation, whether it had the intended effect, and whether that recommendation is still relevant today, and if so, what further work is needed. I hope that people have had a chance to look at the first couple that went out so that we can start that work. So my understanding is that regarding recommendation one, there are some outstanding questions that have not been answered. Are the responses to that necessary to make progress on this, or can we determine whether this whether the steps that were taken were enough to fully implement the recommendation? Any thoughts? Is there anyone who thinks that the implementation did not have the intended effect? Denise, go ahead. Denise, you're still muted. We're not hearing you. Your little mute icon has gone away. Okay, Denise is asking for staff to call her. So Denise is recommending that we don't write the final text for this until we have the answers to those questions. Does anyone have another view? Okay, Rom agrees. Why don't we move to recommendation two then? Recommendation two, I don't believe we have any outstanding questions on this one. Is that correct?
That's correct, Ron.
Okay, thank you. The two overlap a little bit, but let's see if we can make progress on recommendation two. Does anyone feel that the implementation did or did not have the intended effect? Does anyone like to speak to that? I see Denise and Lauren, and now Eric. So Denise first. Okay, that was an old hand. Lauren?
Okay, I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, I hear you.
This is working now. Excellent. Yeah. Okay, so I think for that one, it seems that, you know, reviews have taken place, and the recommendation here is that it should be reviewed regularly and so on and so on. This seems to have happened. It doesn't say anything about, like, if this was done well or not. So we can say, yes, this was being done, but we should probably recommend, you know, further reviews in the future, and that I can make sure that the community is happy with it.
So do you feel that we need to offer a frequency, or just that the review ought to happen each time the SSR framework is updated?
I think both, maybe. I think we shouldn't be overly, you know, like you have to do this every 2 years or whatever. I would say something along the lines of, like, when the framework is updated, and then maybe every 5 years, which would coincide with another review anyway. So there will be continuity. My guess is that there will be more updates than that, but that would be the absolute minimum, maybe.
Okay, thank you. Eric.
Sure, thanks. So I think this recommendation is worded in kind of an ambiguous and difficult way, in the sense that it says that a review of the definition and implementation of the SSR remit should happen, and it says maybe it could kind of happen this way or coincide with the review team or something. And actually, for the first year, we had a lot of consternation over what exactly is the remit of this team. And this doesn't clarify the prescription from the recommendation. Is the remit of this team or not? And this recommendation doesn't even say that the SSR review team is the place for that to happen. It leaves it basically no teeth at all. So, you know, I mean, what Lauren said could be right, but it's not enforceable from the text. So I'd suggest that a view of this is that it needs to be tightened up. So if a review of the definition implementation of ICANN's SSR should be done by this SSR team, then it should say that. And if we say our interpretation is that this will fall under the charge of future SSR review teams, then that's fine. If we say it won't, then that's fine too. But right now it's just kind of like hanging there in a nebulous way, and I think it needs to be clarified. And I think I'm not sure whether we put text saying we're picking up the mantle, or we put text saying it's unclear or whatever, but I don't think we can leave that ambiguity.
So to turning back to Lauren, because I think he's going to clarify what he said a moment ago.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Rose. So I agree with you, Eric, that this is a bit in the air. That's why I kind of started with, well, it doesn't really say what has to be done. So I think we should definitely clarify and kind of maybe we just put the thing on SSR3. I mean, that might actually be like a very logical, functional approach to this, where people who are interested in this will be in the room again. And maybe if we rephrase our recommendation, we should also make it more clear as to what this actually means, because again, like, it should be reviewed. Okay, with what outcome? So I think that would make sense. So total agreement.
Seeing no hands, I want to know that I captured the two thoughts here. First is that we ought to have a community review whenever the SSR framework is updated, and the second, that each SSR review team should conduct a review to make sure that the statement remains, or the definition, I guess, definition and implementation are up to date and current. Is that correct?
That sounds good.
Okay. Naveed, then Eric.
Yeah, hi. I placed a question in the chat room. It's a clarification kind of question. Like, when we pose these implementation have intended effect, are we also seeking what ICANN's perspective on that intended effect and all questions related to what we are posing? So are we going to have their assessment of the situation and what we think, and then draft our response, or we are just doing what we think about that intended effect?
So Eric, do you want to respond first, or were you raising something else?
I was going to respond to your thing, and I could say something to Naveed if you want, but to sort of touch back on the response, Russ. I think what you captured is really good. I just think the one thing I would suggest we consider adding is that, you know, we're evaluating whether this recommendation was fulfilled. So in as much as I think we were being a little prescriptive in what we were talking about, I think we need to sort of also add something about do we think this was done? And I think we could decide whether or not we want to put some text in there saying it was unclear whether it was in our charge to evaluate, but it should be clarified going forward or something like that. I think that might clarify it.
Okay, thank you. You want to say something about the perspective, whether we're getting ICANN's perspective or just our own?
My two cents, just no hats on, is just that I think our charge is to sort of be the independent review team and provide our perspective to ICANN, not necessarily to overly iterate with them, but that's just my two cents.
I get that as well from the information in the bylaws that says we are supposed to assess whether the implementation had the intended effect. I think the implementation that was done at the time was done with the goal of having the intended effect, and our job is to assess whether that is actually the case or not. Okay, I see that Matagoro has put a statement that he proposes us to review the definition for SSR as given in the framework. I read that as prep for this call. Did others do that? Denise and then Naveed?
Thanks. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Ah, great. So I would just note that I agree, Russ, with you and Eric regarding the review team assessing the effect of the recommendations, and would also note that when we issue our first draft of the report, which presumably will include our assessment, staff as well as the community will have an opportunity to provide their input. So the staff has a different perspective on our assessment. They'll have another opportunity to indicate that.
I would like to add to that, Denise, that they'll actually have two opportunities. One,
right,
when we put ours out for comment, and then also when the board puts out the comment at the end.
Right.
So,
correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And then, I'd like to hear more about Matt Agora's proposal to review the SFR definition given in the framework. I think part of the directive that I was working under previously and contained in the SFR 1 request was that staff, working with the community, develop this definition. So I'd like to understand, you know, further Matt Agora's idea about sort of why he feels it's the review team rather than staff and community, or is he suggesting that the review team kick off a staff and community discussion of these terms? Thanks.
Okay. Hopefully he will either put his hand up or type something. In the meantime, Naveed?
Yeah, let me try to kind of rephrase of what I was saying. Like, my understanding reading the previous mailing list conversation and some of the material is that it is the kind of a perspective of ICANN that most of the recommendations implemented already and were considered and they did whatever was required. But I don't find any material that supports that kind of claim. What I'm asking as a clarification is whether we are going to ask them about those supporting material before we put our response, or we just and draft our response about what we have currently and what we could get from what is available, for example. So that's what I meant, before drafting this response to these questions, are we going to consider the perspective of the organization itself?
So I think that my interpretation of the briefing that is in the wiki is that staff believes they have implemented fully all of the recommendations. And so it is our job to assess whether they have had whether that implementation has had the intended effect, and they will have the opportunity to point us to other things. And in some cases, we have asked to be pointed to other things now, and those are the outstanding questions. If you think there's a question we should have asked that we have not, then let's ask it. Okay, I'm not seeing any hands. So to recap what I think we have said is that we believe that the implementation of recommendation 2 has had the intended effect. However, it's unclear whether the review whether the word review in the recommendation meant that the SSR review team was being tasked or someone else. And so our takeaway from that is that we ought to have a community review whenever the SSR framework is updated, and that each SSR review team should review the definition and implementation going forward. Anything else?
Chris, this is Steve, if I may. Oh, actually, let me pause on mine because Matagoro just typed, so I'll let you digest that, and then I still got my hand up when you're ready.
He's still typing some more, at least. So what I interpret is he wants to look at the definitions that the statement has already provided us and do an additional assessment as to whether the implementation has met those. Is that correct? Am I interpreting your text that you typed in the chat correctly?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, this is Matagoro. Yeah, you interpreted correctly. I'm concerned with the definition that are provided on the framework. And it's so better for us to assess its implementation and check if these definitions are still valid. As we are all aware, the number of changes has already happening. So we can still see that if those definitions which were given in the frameworks are viable. Thank you.
Okay, what actions or information do we need in order to do the assessment of the security, stability, and resilience? Steve, you want to go ahead?
Thanks, Russ. I want to draw back to, I believe, what Denise said, and Denise, if I'm putting words in your mouth, please correct me. But one of the things, and I would suggest to the review team to carefully word this if you are going to go down this path, because the definitions should be a community effort as well, in conjunction with ICANN.org. And I sense that there might be pushback if the review team is making new definitions on their own without community consultation. So I just wanted to raise that and make sure that if we do go down this path, that we do so in a collaborative mode with the rest, sorry, it's early here, with the rest of the community to make sure that everyone agrees if we do decide to change the definition.
So, Steve, that's not what I heard her say, but let's let her speak
okay.
For herself. How we got to where we are, the statement went through the consensus process, and so I think the definitions, if we wanted to change them, we could propose new ones, but they would have to go through the consensus process as well.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Denise, go ahead.
Yeah. I think they didn't actually go through a consensus process. Staff proposed them as indicated on the website and had discussions with the community. Or if I missed, the public, see if you can correct me if I missed a formal public comment and response. And so are you just using the consensus, the word, the term consensus loosely?
No, I believe if I'm talking John here, if I remember what he told me is that when the first framework, which is where the definitions live, was put out, it was put out for comment, and at that point that's where he would have solicited community input on those.
That's not totally in sync with my understanding. What the definitions were first put out in a statement, and that statement had a community review in September of 2012, and then based on the community review, it was updated in October 2012, and then from there they were put into the SSR framework. That's my understanding of the steps.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I had the same understanding. I would want to have, I think, a more fulsome conversation with the review team to make sure that we're clear that we all think we have the mandate and remit to ourselves to open up these definitions and potentially change them, and rather than recommending that this be done and recommending that staff run this process with, you know, community input and discussion. I think that's a key point for me.
What I think I heard you say is the review team can suggest changes, but they cannot be adopted without community consensus.
We don't have very precise language when it comes to what we can and can't do. So yeah, I think theoretically it's within our remit to suggest a change to a definition. And if we did that, I think, as you say, the step for that would be recommending that staff consider that, have a discussion with the community, go through the public process of considering it, and if appropriate, updating the definition. But coming back full circle, personally, I'm not convinced that it's a good use of our time to try and change the definition, just in terms of prioritizing our work, getting through the SSR1 recommendation implementation and turning our attention to all the other items that we've identified we want to tackle. So it's also a matter, I think, of how we, our priorities, and how we best use our resources and time. Thank you.
So, Matagoro, I'd love to hear your thoughts about that, either in typing or to get the grab the audio. Naveed is typing but does not have his hand up. So Naveed is supporting what was just said, that we can recommend changes, but we cannot adopt changes. That requires community discussion and consensus. Matagoro says, yes, let's move forward while he digests that. Okay. Is there anything else? Sorry, Denise and Naveed.
Sorry, Opan.
Okay, Naveed.
Yeah, by saying that we can provide our opinion on the terms, I mean that we can bisect the definitions, analyze them, and only provide our opinion regarding whether there is a need to change those or not. But we cannot make those changes, I think. And I just want to clarify what I think about it. We are not adopting, as I understand, and we cannot also suggest any changes. We can only say that there is a margin of modifying or updating, and then it should be referred back to the community. This is what I think.
So is there any place where you think the definitions fall short that you want to recommend be reexamined?
Personally, I don't have any particular objection on the current definition. I'm just saying that to me, this is the mandate that I understand we have.
Okay, I agree with that. What I'm trying to gather is whether anyone on the call thinks that we need to ask for review from the community for any aspect of these definitions, or if we're satisfied.
Yes, hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, my concern was on the way the definition are, it is somehow difficult to assess and quantify to the extent to which those definitions are being implemented as per ICANN remit and limitation. So that's why I was thinking that it's better for us to check on these definitions and, if possible, to put a kind of recommendation that can help, because this is the first review team on the SSL. Maybe on future, there might be another review team as per ICANN by law. And as we are having this definition in the way they are, it is somehow very difficult for one to assess their implementation as per ICANN remit and limitation. That was my concern. So that's why I wanted that. It's better for the team also to assess if they are not coming up with a new definition, because I have seen that it requires community support and such kind of procedure. But for putting the base, as we all know that this is the first review team after the IANA transition, so it's better for us to assess and see the process that went through, and the way that these definitions are, do we still need to retain as they are? And are they giving a room for the review team in case we want to assess to what extent does this implement, this definition allow the implementation or the interpretation as per ICANN by law? So that was my concern, that it's better for this team to see if this definition is still valid. For example, they are saying that security is the capacity to protect and prevent misuse of the Internet Unique Identifier, and stability is the capacity to ensure. So if we are saying the capacity, the number of measure parameters that one can, that which can may lead to someone to come up with a different interpretation, because the word capacity to protect might mean different things. So that's why I thought that you can see for the stability, they're saying the capacity to ensure that the system operates as expected, and that users of the unique identifier have the confidence that the system operates as expected. And for the resilience, they are saying resilience is the capacity of the unique identifier system to effectively withstand and tolerant or survive malicious attacks and other disruptive events without disruption or cessation of the services. So my concern of that, if we retain these definitions as they are, it is not giving a clear picture for one to assess and see to what level, to what extent does ICANN achieve that capacity as per ICANN by law, ICANN remit and remitted. Thank you.
So if I can summarize that, what I think you're saying is that the current definitions make it hard for the SSR review team or anyone else to assess whether the implementation is adequate. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I'm not seeing any hands. Is there anything else about recommendation two that we ought to capture? Okay, let's see if we can make some progress on recommendation three then. It also is related to the SSR remit and so, did the steps taken have the intended effect? I'm not seeing anyone advocating yes or no. Lauren, yes.
I hope you can hear me. I'm so not sure what this dodgy.
Yes, I hear you. Go ahead.
So I think it's a bit similar to what I was commenting on and Eric was commenting on. So, you know, remit limited technology should utilize consistent terminology descriptions in all materials. So it appears so in the examples, but obviously we don't know what's going on elsewhere. So again, it's like a bit of a measurement problem here.
So by measurement problem, do you mean it's hard to assess whether the terminology is being used consistently throughout ICANN?
Exactly, because we cannot review every document that might do that. So it appears the important ones are okay. So I would kind of say, as far as we can see, it seems to be working, but we would underline, you know, that, you know, people should be made aware or something like that to kind of keep this going.
And what, if anything, should we recommend to improve that?
Ooh, question for me, I guess.
Well, you're the one who raised it.
Yes. So my mind's still thinking about this right now. But maybe if we just recommend something along the lines that, yes, we see there is a glossary are being publicized. I encourage to be in that material. So we would recommend that, like, these activities continue to ensure that this is done as much as possible.
One of the things the actions taken say is that the key terms were added to the glossary and are up to, and on an ongoing basis they're reviewed, and as SSR activities evolve, terminology and descriptions will be updated. So in a sense, I think they have said that they are doing what you just said.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So I think this is what I mean. Like, it seems they're doing it, and I would just kind of add that we recommend that these attempts continue, essentially. I think that's as far as we can go. I mean, as I said, like, we don't know if it's used everywhere, but we can see that ICANN is trying to do it, and we just say, that's good, and please continue doing so. That should be okay.
So, seem to be doing the right things. Please continue to do so. However, it's not possible for the review team to review every document, so it's hard to determine whether the terms are used consistently throughout ICANN.
Exactly. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, Eric, and then Naveed.
Hey, Russ. Yeah, and I'm going to drop in a minute. But yeah, so I really resonated with Lauren's first point, but I think I kind of lost parity towards the end there. So I mean, you know, my view of our job as on the review team is specifically not to propose remediations or actions. It's to simply, you know, review recommendations and their implementation. So the recommendation is broad. I don't think it's our place to, you know, solve it or to narrow it. And so I really think Lauren brought up a good point. You know, the recommendation is to say that the organization should use consistent terminology that's been vetted. And it looks to me, and this could just be me, so no hats on and subject to other people's disagreement, it looks to me like the response is we put a glossary in place. But that doesn't mean the communications are following the glossary. Like, we could issue a communication and not even look at the glossary, and we go all the way through it without being checked. So, you know, potentially. So my view on this is that the implementation is not complete because the organization who is, you know, has the purview to make up their mind about how to implement things, and it's not our place to suggest it or to brainstorm about it because we're just a review team, but the organization has not put any safeguards in place to make sure that statements they issue are consistent with their glossary. So certainly the glossary seems like a good first step, but the recommendation is that ICANN should utilize consistent terminology and description of its of this statement in all materials. So something needs to be done to ensure that. If they wanted to sort of hire a contractor or do it themselves, you know, whatever. But I think that part's missing by my reading. Just my two cents.
Okay, this is Lauren again. I think we're going in the same direction, Eric. Like, I also thought, okay, things are being done. We can see that. And then we kind of say, but obviously, like, let's say the glossary, as you rightly mentioned, I mean, that's not enough. So we kind of say, you know, we see something is being done, but we recommend that steps are taken that, you know, things like glossary are actually used. I think that, like, kind of goes in the same direction, if I understand you correctly.
I think we just need to be careful not to be prescriptive. And the team's gone around the mulberry bush about this for about a year. And, you know, I think pointing out that there is a deficiency is one thing, but then saying anything about what they could do about it, I mean, certainly we'd love to offer help, but I think it's been made very clear to us, our job's not to sort of engineer a solution. So I think pointing out what hasn't been done and what hasn't been done is probably the limit of what we should do, but that's just my two cents.
Okay, that makes sense too. Then we can just say, you know, We see some stuff has been done, and then we can recommend further steps, maybe. That's it.
So I think that, Eric, you're advocating a statement that says we could not find procedures that ensure the terms in the glossary are used in all communications.
Yeah, something like that. Communications and materials, and yeah, that sounds fun. Something like that.
Yeah, I'm happy with that too.
Okay, Naveed.
Yeah, there are 2 points actually. One is that, looking at the response and the slides that were referred, I don't think enough has been done to do that. Maybe it is done, but it is not clear. Just like a similar thing said by Eric. So I think there must be something more to see whether it was done or not. What methodology they took with all this online material available, these documentation and all. So it's very easy to do a profiling, seeing which things or parts of the documentation were updated and on which days, for example, kind of that profiling. I think ICANN can easily do and provide us, like, these are the consistency that we put into after the recommendation. So the first point. The second, not related to exactly this thing, but the remit and the terminology overall, are we considering by these definitions, we are assuming that these definitions are consensus driven, but within the ICANN. So are we also trying to see whether they are consistent with respect to some other ISTAR organizations or other global organizations, how they see these security, stability, and resilience, or we are happy with whatever the consensus-based definition ICANN has come up with.
Okay, Lauren, your hand's up.
Oh, sorry, this was all.
Okay, Eric needs to drop. Yeah, we're 1 minute from time. So if there's anything pressing about recommendation 3, I'd love to hear it. Otherwise, I'd like to move on to the wrap-up items on the agenda. Okay. Jennifer?
Thanks, Jeff. I captured one action item only regarding the constituency travel email to the entire team members to advise if they didn't receive the email as required for their support. Let me know if there's anything missing from there. Thanks.
Okay. Any other business? All right. Then we're going to end the call on time today. Thank you very much. And we'll talk next week. Thanks.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Bye-bye.